This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Last year, journalists from the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism sent surveys in the mail to around 100 inmates being held in long-term solitary confinement in Wisconsin's prisons. Some had been in solitary for years, others for decades. As Alexandra Hall reports, the inmates' handwritten responses provide a rare glimpse into the daily lives of about 1,100 inmates living in isolation in the state's prisons. In a video obtained by the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, a man is shown handcuffed and strapped to a chair in what looks like a hospital, but is actually a prison. Guards wearing latex gloves are seen from the torso down, standing around him. A nurse inserts a thin tube up the man's nose and down his throat. The man's name is Cesar De Leon. He's an inmate at Waupun Correctional Institution, serving 55 years for armed robbery and kidnapping. De Leon is part of a group of prisoners who last June began a hunger strike to, among other things, demand an end to administrative confinement. That's a type of long-term solitary with no firm end date. In the video, De Leon is shown being force-fed. It's the result of a court order. He looks agitated, and it's difficult to watch. Last summer, the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism wanted to find out what life is like for inmates like De Leon in administrative confinement. So journalists sent out surveys in the mail to around 100 inmates. It asked questions like, what's your typical day like? What effect has being in administrative confinement had on your mental health? And what would you like the public to know about long-term segregation? Here are their words, read by voice actors.
I read a lot of educational books, study criminal law.
Wake up, read my Bible.
There isn't much to do, but, you know, look at the walls and find ways to kill myself.
Work out, fight with my victim for invading my thoughts and dreams down in SEG.
I have no choice but to listen to people screaming, banging on their doors, or otherwise making noise. I think about what I'd do to those people if these doors would open.
Depression, anxiety, and loss of self-worth. And I crave human contact, like a hug from my dad.
I've tried many times to hang myself with a sheet, overdose on medication. I start to see things or people that ain't there.
It's made me unfeeling. I don't care what horrors befall the next man. I've lost hope of having a quality life.
The life of a man like me, and many more that's confined in a cell 24 hours a day, it's like waiting for death to take you away, but yet you're still alive.
Over the past few years, Wisconsin has taken steps to reduce the use of solitary confinement. According to the Department of Corrections, the number of people held in isolation has dropped from over 1,300 in 2014 to around 1,100 earlier this year. And Governor Scott Walker's budget proposal requests additional funds for mental health care staff in restrictive housing. Dr. Bradley Boyven is a former psychologist at Waupun Correctional Institution who quit in 2016 over disagreements with staff about how mentally ill inmates were being treated. He says it's common sense that inmates in administrative confinement are vulnerable.
Imagine being told you're going to prison for 5 years or you're going to prison for as long as we want to keep you there. That's going to have two different impacts on the same person.
The hunger strike is now over, and administrative confinement is still in use in Wisconsin. Cesar De Leon held out the longest. In a letter sent to advocates in January, De Leon wrote that he and the warden of Waupun were working things out with the hunger strike and that they wanted him to start eating solid foods again. He also wrote that the rest of the inmates all gave up. It was too painful, he said, and progress was too slow. Alexandra Hall, Wisconsin Public Radio. This story was produced in collaboration with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism.